And we are on the phone with Mandy Fair, one half of the duo Sway Wild. They're an acoustic folk, pop, and rock duo from the state of Washington, and they're going to be appearing at our Sunflower Theater April 14th. That's a Sunday at 6 p.m. Tickets and information is available at sunflowertheater.org. And the great news is I have Mandy on the phone as we speak. Mandy, you want to say hi to our listeners real quick?
Hello, Cortez.
We are so excited to have you here at the Sunflower Theater. But we've got questions for you. We want to get some information and find out who you are so we can enjoy the show even more. Mandy, I read a little of your bio and learned that you joined up with Dave McGraw back in 2010 in Flagstaff, Arizona. Would you care to share that story with us?
Yeah, so back in 2010, Dave and I were both living in Flagstaff, Arizona, which isn't too far from y'all in Cortez, right?
That's right.
Kind of a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep.
And Dave reached out to me on MySpace, which we jokingly say is like the last good use of MySpace, and asked me if I wanted to sing with him at a show there in Flagstaff opening for this great band called Poe Girl, who have now become dear friends of ours in the band Birds of Chicago. And from then on, it was just kind of the end. We really enjoyed singing together, and then he asked me to go on tour with his band playing lead guitar because their guitar player couldn't make a tour. And we went out to New York City and back, and it was like a dream come true.
Well, that sounds great. So after that meeting, you moved to Washington. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I think there's a contingency of folks who just kind of migrate from the Southwest to the Northwest when they kind of want to either moisten up or dry out, and I was kind of in the camp of having been in Arizona for 8 years and wanting to move up to the Northwest, and Dave had some roots up here. He went to school in Bellingham and was also a sea kayak guide and did some wildlife work out in the San Juan Islands, and so when I told him, like, oh, I'm thinking about Portland, he was like, well, you should come check out this little island called San Juan Island. And so we toured up here and ended up moving here.
Oh, that sounds great. Now,
Speaking
of San Juan Island, your latest album, Off Grid Lo-Fi, which is an excellent piece of work,
actually
lives up to its name. I believe you recorded that on San Juan Island. Would you care to share that story with our listeners?
Yeah, of course. So that album we did a couple winters ago, we had an opportunity to do some donkey caretaking on actually a different island just north of here that is fully an off-grid island that has no ferry service and has a winter population of about 7 people. So we went from about 7,000 people on an island to 7 of us, and we spent 3 months out there taking care of 4 donkeys, 9 chickens, and 2 cats, and living in a house that was solar and wind powered, and we brought all of our instruments into a skiff and crossed the channel and ended up being able to plug in and make an album out there. So it was wild, and yes, it does, I guess, live up to his name, Off-Grid Lo-Fi.
That is incredible. I'm just imagining all of you in the skiff going across to the island with all of your precious instruments in the boat.
Yeah, we look back on that and we're like, did we really do that? We left a couple of the most precious ones here just in case. But it was kind of one of those things, like, got to do it now. So,
yeah, I hear you. Well, it is an excellent piece of work. And I got to say, you know, listening to it, there's just a feeling you get that there was something different on this album than like going to a big city and a studio and doing the normal sort of routine, if you will. Mandy, continuing on, I hear you are set to release an album this summer and, of course, changing your name also to Sway Wild recently. Would you care to share with our listeners that release?
Yes, I'd love to. So, as you just said, going to the big city and making the album, since we did the donkey thing on the last one, we decided to switch it up and go to the city of Portland and work with this great engineer, Justin Phelps, who's who's done hundreds and hundreds of albums, and he was great to work with. And this shift to Sway Wild, we're actually touring as a trio now. So myself on electric guitar, Dave on drums and switching between drums and guitar and singing as well. And then we have a bass player, Tom Lord, our dear friend, who's rejoined forces with us. So the three of us went down there and spent the whole winter basically in Portland, going back and forth between here and there, and tracked 14 songs. And we're in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign right now to promote and help release the album, and going well so far. Are you familiar with Kickstarter?
Absolutely. In fact, I was going to suggest that you throw out that Kickstarter campaign to our listeners so they can know about it and possibly join in.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So the name of it, if you just look up Sway Wild on Kickstarter, you should be able to find it. But I think it's listed as Sway Wild, new name, new music from Dave McGraw and Mandy Fair. And so we're just reaching towards some goals in order to help make this album make its way out into the world. So any bit of pledging can totally help, and we're so appreciative.
I have been immensely enjoying your music, Mandy, with Sway Wild, and I'm very, very excited about the show coming up here at the Sunflower Theater. Again, folks, that's April the 14th. That's a Sunday evening. It's an early show. It starts at 6 p.m. Of course, tickets and more information at sunflowertheater.org. Folks, Mandy rode her bike all the way into town to do this interview. Is that correct, Mandy?
It is, and it was a pleasure. So thank you for giving me the chance to do so.
Well, we sure appreciate you hanging out with us, talking on the phone. And we are very much, again, looking forward to your show here at the Sunflower Theater. Again, sunflowertheater.org for any more information. Mandy, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today. We're going to sum it up now, and safe travels on your bike ride home.
Thank you.